What would you like to be coached on?
You know, I've been thinking about this question, and there's a couple areas I've been procrastinating in that would be good to explore. And what's interesting is that they're in a couple different domains of my life. So it's not just one project. So that's something that's on my mind right now.
All right. And then how could we measure the success of this session?
I kind of want to just get in there with one or two of them and see. I'm really curious if it's about just taking small steps, whether it's about like getting a new perspective on things, that something larger needs to shift. And I really don't know. So I think measuring would be maybe exploring what might be some of the barriers. Like I would feel good, like just getting a little bit more working knowledge of what's going on with why I'm not tending to these things.
Okay. Excellent. And then what, let's say we find it, a new perspective, these projects move forward. What else changes in your life?
I mentioned this last week. I am working on letting go of a pretty significant identity shift, moving out of a leadership position in one organization. And it's really central to who I am as a human being. So I think there are going to be some things that shift if I can make peace with this area of letting go of that I'm avoiding. And then in, another area, if we explore with like, why am I avoiding talking to my family? There's some specifics there, but part of it is like, I'm really playing with a new perspective on reconciling some dissatisfactions. And so I actually, like, I'm hot on the trail there too of like some deeper Sarah work. Just trying to be like a more integrated and like whole mindful human being. So I think either one of these directions could like have some good fruit for me as just a human.
Yeah, let's do it then. Let's jump in. Let's go right into the fire. Let's look at relationships and then relationship with identity of self too. Let's see where it goes. What okay. is the without getting into too many specifics of who, but what is the if you were to look at the relationship that you want to reconcile, make peace with, what's the outcome? Like, what's the final outcome that you're after?
I want to care deeply about my family members who don't live in my apartment with me. Like, I really just want, when I get some communication where I'm like, great, like, this is a part of me. This is like, I want that relationship to feel like as tuned in as my immediate family in my apartment, kind of the family I created. That feels really important.
What's that purpose?
I have, and let me know if the audio gets in the way. I just noticed some distraction living in the city. I can always switch rooms. But the purpose is I think I cause harm to my siblings and my dad by my absence in their lives. And so the purpose is really just going to those relationships more readily, and not, kind of working through some of the emotional barriers there, and also just some of the past experiences that I think are still, are still coming forward into the present when they reach out, as opposed to being able to just be part of, the beautiful imperfect past.
There's an exercise that I like to try, powerful relationships, which looks at the assumptions that we make in both positive, negative, and the situations they create. Are you willing to jump in and see what comes up?
Absolutely.
I imagine there's a negative cycle and a positive cycle to this. What are you? Let's go with the negative one first and see what, and then knowing that we're going to go to a positive one.
Okay.
So I'd love to get really deep into the, we'll call it the mud and the hard stuff. And then we'll go the other way and see what happens. What, when things are going really poorly, what are some of the things that you see about them? What are some of the negative assumptions that you're making about them?
Them being human beings or the conditions.
You can go either way.
Okay, cool. So the assumption is, this, I'm going to start with one person in particular. Well, let me just go through them. So one is like, this person is going to just talk and not listen. And it's going to be exhausting. And I have other things to do, other people to be present for. And do I have an hour for a phone call? Or some of the assumptions are, if I give air to this person's grievances, am I going to get wrapped up in some drama that I'm consciously staying out of because I'm going to get injured, or I'm going to have to feel like I have to intervene or referee because someone may be really kind of acting discourteously to others I care about? And I think it's also like, I'm assuming it's not about me, I guess. Like, it's always about the, like having to use all of my listening and like mindfulness skills to stay present in the conversation. My assumption is that there's not a real interest in me, in my life or in me as a human being or in my immediate family, that it's more just like, an empty vessel to receive the input.
And then what kind of, based on those assumptions, what kind of actions do you find yourself taking?
Avoidance. So it's like I don't like, or I just like, I keep it easy breezy on the text. I like don't go in too deep. I don't respond right away. Or I do the converse. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get ready. Am I ready for this? Let me do some meditation first. Let me clear my schedule. Let me get a caretaker for my son. Like really go deep in, like I'm going in the zone. Like it's time to do like some real level work, the kind of stuff I get paid for. Yes.
You're going in.
Yeah, right.
It's
It's like
time.
it's not for battle. Like I don't. I'm not really actively in conflict. I've kind of learned how to negotiate conflicts differently. But it really, it's like a real, there's a real barrier to my mentality. Like I really just like don't want to go in deep.
Let's say the other person feels and knows this. What do they see? based on someone who acts like that?
Someone who's busy, someone who doesn't care, someone who is playing it safe, someone who's not where they are, someone who is focused on work or focused on people who they care about more.
And then if you had those same assumptions, how would you act, or how would someone act based on those assumptions?
If it were me,
Yeah, if you were in
it's
that
really
same
good.
spot.
It's really
Yeah,
so
go
if it's
there.
me, yeah. So if it's me, like I just stay away. I'd be like, okay, this person's
Yeah.
like not having it. Or I might ask why. Like I might be really curious to be like, hey, like why are you so distant? Like what's going on here? Like, is there an issue that you want to it's kind of like either get the hint or just kind of like try to ask directly, like what's going on?
Them, what assumptions do they make? Essentially, what are they seeing?
I think they're seeing kind of like a black hole. Like, I don't think that they know what's going on with me. I don't think they know like where I am or like how to be in relationship with me unless I'm immediately with them. That's my guess, but I don't, like I don't really know. I haven't asked them.
And then what are they doing based on those assumptions?
Contacting me less. So kind of giving me space. Yeah.
So what do you want to do with this negative cycle or this cycle here?
Part of me really wants to disrupt it, right? Like my first kind of like voicing of this was like, why am I procrastinating? Like why am I, because even it's been even more recently, like really not responding. So part of me really wants to disrupt the dynamic, and part of me is ready to try on some new framing that I've been kind of playing around with and thinking about unpacking my roots. And so like that's why I'm thinking disruption would be good, is because like I'm thinking about this kind of like on a deeper level, and that is resonating. That's kind of embedded in my personal Project Sarah goals of like how am I pushing myself. And part of me is like really satisfied that I have some distance from really unhelpful dynamics. But a little sad, right? So it's kind of like there's like a kind of a I'm on the precipice. Do I want I do like I do want to do something. I do want to disrupt it. I'm still curious about how to negotiate all the garbage that comes with reconnecting. And I guess, sorry, I'm still thinking on, I'm like, I guess that garbage is like not really a, like my mindset right now is like that needs to be tended to, so that and that's, I can do that through my own mindfulness practice, that's actually, an area that's kind of rich for looking into and kind of, understanding myself differently, but also just being able to open up those connections to my family, and also just like, others who have passed away who are part of that system and that dynamic.
What do you think that person's really truly yearning for when they share the garbage?
Help. And it's hard to, when you have someone in your life who's in a rocking chair, but they're on fire and they're the one pouring the gasoline on themselves, and they're like, and they've got the lighter, and they're like, why am I on fire? And they're just sitting in their rocking chair. What's going on? It's like, it's really. But like it is, it's a call for help. And it has been a deep quandary for now, I don't know, since I turned 13. So that's like 44. That's 31 years I've been trying to figure this out.
What has this situation taught you about yourself?
That I still have room for empathy. So I want to be open, and I want to care for everyone, but like in particular, people who are in my family and in my life. And so I am seeing that I have a deeper capacity for empathy than maybe I'm giving myself credit for. That I like, when I'm really taking some time to look into it, I do have the energy and kind of the mindset to try to be present and try to be empathetic and see it like I don't have to protect myself. It's more like if I'm putting it in my mindfulness practice, it really is a way to help me with that practice, so that there's a real benefit to me to, really opening up differently or just taking another stab at it. It's very cyclical.
Right. Yeah, let's slip it. Let's go to the most positive assumption. And I'm assuming this is a relationship that you want to put energy into, and yeah, okay. Yeah, what would be the most positive assumption you could make about the situation and the person?
They value me, they value my input, they value my perspective, they want to make progress, they want to help others who we mutually know and care about. They want to have an open, active, fun, dynamic relationship. They want to be equals. They want to be close.
Based on these and what you're seeing here, what's the action step that comes to mind?
I have to, like, I have to have the open heart, even in with myself, like really just see the authentic need to connect and like goodness, like in the goodness in that. And I think, if I'm looking at the positive piece, and then also like really look at the genuine opportunity I have to practice and expand my empathy into, there's been progress in this relationship. So, to continue and say like, this has been a good investment of time over the years. Like, let's keep going. Let's see where we can go together.
It seems like there's a claiming of empowerment.
Yes, there is. Which is kind of what I was after, because I'm like, I see the procrastination. It's different than it has been in a while. Like, what's going on here? I think you're right to call it empowerment because it's like, it's kind of a connecting of some other work that I'm doing and some other, like real engagement that I have that's active. And so kind of looping that in, my kind of mantra to myself has been to simplify, simplify, simplify. And so just trying to find the connections between, those threads in my life that are most meaningful. And so that's, I think that's part of what it is like trying to tie this story or this kind of bubbling relationship need to, this kind of larger focus that's really has a lot of energy for me right now.
What's in the way of, or what's stopping you from just giving yourself permission to be fully empowered?
The dynamics. So this is like a system of people interacting with one
Of
another.
course. Yeah.
And so this is like next session, right? But like
Yeah, next, this is
there's
next
this,
level.
yeah, there's this bi there's a bigger issue going on with taking on new commitments without re like giving my time away. And so there's a little my own fire that I make for myself every day sitting in my rocking chair with is like really around just like do I have the time, right? Like I think that's what it is. It's like this fear that I don't have a spacious enough existence to move forward. So I think it's just like there's a little fear in there. And maybe like some other larger, some other points on the Sarah map that are it's connected to.
Let's say you step into more, take tentative steps into more empowerment. What would they see?
I think they would see a cycle of positive energy being directed at them. Whether that's through text, through a random phone call. I'm just thinking about the things I can commit to today, tomorrow, the next day. And also reaching, there's some interesting things they might see around connecting with others in our network so that they feel supported, that those other people are also getting that positive attention as well. I think those
And how
are
would that shift the way they act?
no idea. No idea. This is a, there's no logic involved. There's no, no 2 points make a line. There's no linear. This is like a scatter plot with no line to draw through it.
What are your takeaways from this session?
My takeaways from the session are that I'm ready to move on this. So I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to move through that procrastination bubble. My takeaways are I actually have a pretty robust mindfulness practice right now that can absorb this. So I'm like pretty excited about that. And my takeaways are I have this other area on the Sarah map that I need to consider a little bit more around spaciousness and time.
Okay. What's the relationship between pa time and empowerment? That might be the good inquiry question, because I do have to run here in a minute. Yeah, where does that take you?
It's so interesting. I have that spaciousness in the areas of my life I value most. And then everything else is like, little fires around the edges. So I'm like, I'm really, that's my initial thought, but I want to keep thinking with that. Exploring that relationship between those two areas.
How do we do on our session
Good.
objective? Yeah.
Good. I wasn't sure where we'd go, but I thought this was really, really helpful and really a wonderful way to spend, 25, 30 minutes.
I feel like you covered a lot of ground. I feel like there's something big here. Like, just listening in I could feel the internal lifting that you were doing in those different places. It felt meaningful. Like, this is, yeah, like there's some things dissolving. It's the only way I could think of it. You
Yeah,
know what
I
I mean?
appreciate
Yeah.
that observation. It is. It's like there's a lot of infrastructure. The quick footnote is I had a colleague kind of introduce me to positive intelligence and the saboteurs in like a really intense way in June. And that was a really productive disruption for like some longer term work that I've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years. And so I'm in this place where I'm like, I'm still riding that momentum of like letting some structures fall that are not serving me, that served me in the past. So I think there's a lot of energy right now and like a lot of areas that I still have that energy to explore to kind of let those things fall away and see what emerges instead in its place.
That checks out. You know, that's there. You could feel it. It's an interesting feel, but it's exciting. You know, it feels like it's scary. It's like scary, exciting at the same time. Like, wow, this territory is new. What's here?
We'll see what's scary. I do get scared sometimes, but like it's given my line of work, I teach leaders how to deal with change and uncertainty.
Oh, perfect.
So like I'm
This is
into it. Like
perfect.
I love it. Like that's the job I'm leaving is being a leader dealing with insane. So I'm like zenned out now. Like I'm like in Plum Village, like just chill compared to how I normally am. So there's the fear is, I do find it, right? Like it's around, but like that's not, this space is not a, this space is an energizing space for me. It's a well-worn kind of comfortable bare ground, bare feet, like path through the woods.
Oh, that's fantastic. My heart just like soars with joy. Like, you know what I mean? It just feels like
Yeah,
happy, just happy, happy, happy.
absolutely.
This is excellent. Sarah, thank you. This is